I'm your host, Tian Lee, here to shake up your soul and ignite your confidence. Journey with me as we spiritually expand our hearts, mindsets, careers, relationships, and so much more. Grab your journal, a cup of coffee, and let's get fired up to step into the powerful, loving, and divine woman you came here to be. Welcome back to another episode on my podcast. I'm your host, Tian Lee. And today I have a very, very special episode that I would like to share with you. I actually have my business coach, the Amanda Merritt. Actually, her name's Amanda Merritt, but her Instagram is the Amanda Merritt.
The Amanda Merritt. I receive that.
Yes, I feel like it totally fits you. I have her on my podcast today, and she is an angel in human form, and I'm so excited to have her and her wisdom and her knowledge and her heart on here. So Amanda.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Tian. It's an honor to be here, and I'm super, super excited to see what kind of magic we get into with this conversation.
You know, we're going to take quite a spin on things. We're going to be talking about twin flames, soulmates, divine love, divine counterparts, and we're really going to dive in deep. And like I said, we're going to take a kind of spin on it. Because the whole reason this came about actually was last week I was on a call with her and we started talking about love and relationships, and twin flames came up, and her and I both have a very similar idea and belief around the whole twin flame, I don't even know what you want to call it, the twin flame theme that goes around in the spiritual world. And so I wanted to bring her on so she could dive in more deep to this, because we're kind of going to be debunking a lot of the myths and the beliefs that keep getting circled around the spiritual community about what a twin flame is, soulmates, divine love, and really bringing this topic to a more higher perspective to help women who maybe are stuck or trapped in the whole twin flame journey.
Yes. And so first I want to share too, is you're probably like, okay, she's her business coach and you're talking about love. So I'll just, so if anyone's new to me, maybe share just like a little bit more about me. So they're like, how does this all
connect? Yeah.
Yes. So I'm an intuitive, I'm a leadership coach for spiritual women. I train actually spiritual coaches through my Illuminated Women coaching certification. And I also support leaders in getting their messages out in the world. So I'm really passionate about helping wake people up to their gifts, their spiritual gifts, mm-hmm. and what they came here to share. Because it's truly more than just about making money. Like, we came here to actually change this planet. Yes. And right now, all the things that are happening, at least for me in the past even year with all this stuff going down, I'm like, wow, it's even bigger than I thought it was. You know, my purpose in being on this journey and sharing what I do in the world is so much bigger than I initially thought. And I always felt it was big, but everything that's going on, like, we are really being called to stand up, to wake up, to become who we came here to be right now, because many of us are angels actually in bodies that are here to change the world.
Yes. You are definitely one of them.
Yeah. Well, so are you.
Yes. I received that. Yes.
And we change the world by first changing ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. I feel energy moving out of my throat. So
yes. Oh, I do too. Now that you just said
you
that.
You do. Yes. So sometimes when I'm talking, I get little bubbles moving out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it appears to be like a burp, but
yes.
We're talking about something and my team, because I work with a lot of different angels and masters and guides. And each of you have those too. If you're listening and you're like, oh, I want that. Oh, you already have it. Right. So it's about just opening up to being able to communicate more. But they work through me a lot. And so they're actually work through my voice a lot too. So when I'm sharing, there's a lot more going on than just the words you're listening to. So it's even, you're listening to this, you're yawning, or you sneeze, or you just feel energy movement in your body, just welcome it. It's just love working with you and reminding you of your own divinity too.
Yes.
So I hope that helps paint a better picture, because they're probably like, okay, business is this? It is, and it's not, right? Because it's so much bigger, like so much bigger than that too. But yeah, so last week on one of our calls, we started talking about, you know, we were talking about Tian and really your mission and all of the beautiful souls that you came here to impact and to support on this journey, and really stepping into their most empowered selves as women, as these beautiful feminine beings. And so we got to talking about, you know, how many people get caught up in this idea of twin flames and needing to label things. And then they go on this search on the internet and they find out, oh, the runner, the chaser. and then sometimes that can just be confused with a relationship that is just not healthy at all, because we could turn any relationship into that, right? If you read
Absolutely.
And I feel a connection. And sometimes we misconstrue, like with so much love, because I went down this rabbit hole as well. Mm-hmm. It's merely a soulmate, which is here to teach you a lesson, not maybe your ultimate love soulmate, but a soulmate, because we have many different soulmates, not just the one that we think we're going to marry one day. Right. Well, we have many soulmates, like T and your soulmate, right?
Because yes.
We're collaborating here on this planet. And many of us know each other from beyond just this physical experience, beyond this body.
Yes.
Yeah. So we started talking about that. And I just want to extend my love to anyone who may think that that's the kind of love they're destined for, because that's who they think their twin flame is. And I'm just here to tell you that you're here for the juiciest, yummiest, incredible, most just, I can't even describe the kind of love that you are designed. You've been designed for that kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anyone needed to hear this in this moment, take a breath in with us and let it go. And what if you were open in this moment to just letting go of who you think you need to be with, and allowing your soul to guide you to the ultimate.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. Allowing your soul to guide you to true love, your true divine counterpart.
Yes.
Which is, I've been shown so much for this, for myself included. I've been shown visions of my partner for the past years. Like, that will be a whole book story in itself when we come into our physical union. It's just been wild, like what I have experienced. In fact, like he was in my dream actually last night. So it's
right before this call.
Yeah.
He's coming. So,
and it's a part of like letting go of all of that, right? And allowing our soul to guide us. I mean, I could share so much about my own journey. And so I don't know if you have anything to add to that, because there's just so many, like I could just.
I know there's so much. No, I think that's amazing. And I love how you said letting go of the idea of who you think it should be and letting your soul guide you to who it is. Because I think that's where a lot of women get tripped up. And I know me included, is when I have wanted it to be someone so bad, even though it was not healthy. Like you said, like a lot of times, I think when you look back in hindsight, the person you thought was your twin flame, you're like, I don't know about that. They were a soulmate that came to absolutely teach us a lesson. And that's why there was heartbreak. That's why there was that push and pull and the chaser and the runner, because it brings all that codependent, all the unhealed trauma and wounds to the surface. So if you look at it with that perspective of them healing you and helping you, then you can see that as a soulmate. But when you're stuck in it needing to be that person and you're still stuck in that codependent behavior, I think that's where a lot of women get tripped up, is, and me included in the past, I didn't want it to be someone else. You know, I didn't want it to let go of the idea that this person that I felt such a connection with was not going to be my person.
I know. And so
I think that's a really profound statement to let go of like the name, let go of who you think it should be, and let your soul guide you to who it is.
I know. And that can be the hardest thing, because it's like, I don't want to let go, because there's fear of, if we don't try to control the outcome, if I'm not chasing after this person or making the effort, then they're just going to leave. Well, like, girl, let them leave.
Yes.
Because your true partner, your true love is not going to leave you out in the cold. A true, true love relationship is going to be equal on both parts.
Yes.
And it will be undescribable, and you will receive love, and you will feel worthy of receiving love. You're not going to be rejected or shunned away or manipulated or hurt. Like, that's not divine love.
Yes, I agree.
And so I'm being shown this experience for me. I had this one beautiful, beautiful man who I remember thinking, like, oh, I feel like this is my person. I really just feel this connection. But really, it was my wounds that were just attracted to the pain of it. So he was emotionally unavailable. So when I would receive something, it felt so good. And he was a soulmate. I remember laying in bed with him and feeling like, oh, I just feel so at home with this person because he is a soulmate. So there's some comfort. There's some knowing, there's a feeling of comfort because you do know this person on a soul level. And so there is this feeling of being at home because you know each other. And also for me, it was more like he was a divine appointment for me. So part of me could feel that too, the resonance that he was meant to be in my life for an important reason. And he was.
Yes.
He's the catalyst for so much transformation within me. And mm-hmm. So it was beautiful looking back now. It's beautiful to look back on what he actually did for me, but he mm-hmm. wasn't my person. And now moving forward, like this was years and years ago, probably 5-6 years ago. Maybe more, no, probably 6 years, maybe 2014. Yeah, like six yeah. plus years ago. Looking back on that now, I have so much love for him, so much. And he hasn't changed much from what I can see. And it's not the union that I would ever consider for myself now.
Yes, yes.
But it was a soulmate and he was an important piece of my journey because he awakened me to taking a look at myself and saying, why am I accepting less? Why am I chasing after or having hope that this is, why am I accepting crumbs? Like the mm-hmm. little crumbs I would get, you know, he hid our relationship from people. It was on and off. It was tumultuous. It was like, he wasn't over his last partner. And I was like waiting around for him to change and being, trying to be the therapist and the healer and all of that. And so many women do that.
Yes. Yes. Like we feel that we have to fix or change them or mother them in some way. And I think a lot of times, I know for me personally, it was much easier to try to fix the men that I was dating than to look at my own codependency Ooh. That was being reflected back to me.
Yes. Yes. I know. You know? And that's the hard part, but you don't know until you know, right?
Yes. Yes.
You don't know until you know. And that's why this work that Tian's doing in the world is so incredibly powerful and impactful because you're really helping women to get in there, right? You're helping women to yes. see and understand how to unhook themselves from all that pain and the past identity and patterns with men. And I mean, this impacts every area of life too, money and mm-hmm. all the areas.
Yes, I totally agree. I feel like we show up in our relationships, whether it's a relationship with a man, with money, with food, with ourselves, kind of in a very similar pattern. You know, and so all of the wounds, they're showing up in their own ways within every relationship. But I know when I finally stepped away from this belief that my twin flame was this person that was going to keep coming in and out of my life, and it was this runner chaser dynamic, and I just need to be patient and be in my divine feminine energy, and then he'll just come. But really, he's just emotionally unavailable and cannot meet me. When I finally decided to step away from that and really decide for myself that that's not my belief, that's not my view anymore, it kept me two men. There was two men in my life, and I can look back too and say that they were soulmates. I'm so grateful for them. They really brought my codependency to the surface. And I really had to look at my ego in many ways. And it was the catalyst for a lot of that. I had no idea prior to that, that I had codependent behaviors. But then when I start Googling all this stuff and start researching the way I'm feeling, it's like, oh my gosh, wow. Like I have codependency. I would have never known if it wasn't for those men, if it wasn't for, you know, going into therapy and all of that, I would have never known. So it was very, very beautiful to see that. But when I feel like I was able to unhook myself from that belief, there was many other areas in my life where it was like, I'm not going to believe that either or that. Cause it all comes back to like lack and it's like, why should life have to be like that? You know, why should we have to fight and chase and run and from things that are supposed to be meant for us? That seems very contradicting.
Yes. Yes. I agree. And it's that first step of just being willing to let it go, because I want to remind anyone who's listening to this, that you can't ever mess something up that's written on your soul. You can't mess something up that's destined to be. I do believe every soul came in here with a different plan for their lives, a different possibilities for love. And depending where we're vibrating, that's the soulmate that we'll match up with. There are certain souls who came here to be with a certain other partner in this lifetime. A lot of us leaders did, because we came here to serve the planet together.
Yes.
And so there are soul contracts and things like that. But from what I have been shown, everyone is different. Like I've actually just been shown I have one person that I'm meant to align with in this lifetime. And there are some people who, again, it depends on what your soul came in to experience. But depending on where you're vibrating, again, your frequency, your resonance, that's the level of love that you can come together with. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in this world that settle for something that isn't true love. They settle out of comfort. They settle out of safety. They settle out of what they think they should do because of the American dream. Oh, I'm supposed to go to school, get a job, get married, have kids, white picket fence, all the things. And that's beautiful if you want that. But that doesn't mean that that's how it has to look or necessarily be, you know, that doesn't mean equal happiness is just checking things off a box.
Yes. And check them in a specific order.
Right. And we're here to change the planet. And these unions too are here to help heal the planet. You know, these divine counterparts, which is really like, let's say you resonate more in your feminine energy. That would be your masculine counterpart. Your true divine counterpart, the other aspect of you, a masculine aspect of you in a form. It's really powerful. And so we do have to choose and be committed to that level of love, which means that we have to be willing to let go of what we think we want to get something greater.
Yes.
And there's this illusion that we think we know what's great for us and what's the greatest thing. And it's not always accurate.
Yes.
Because it's operating from fear, from again, our wounds.
Yes.
You know, when I healed that wound within myself of not believing that I was enough for love, and I stopped attracting emotionally unavailable men.
Yes.
There was definitely more lessons after that man, because there were more layers that I had to heal within myself at the time and uncover within myself around love and feeling worthy and enough. But I was able to witness the red flags so much quicker and not get caught up in them.
Yes. And just
notice them and say, oh, this, nope, not going to do this. You know, not going to do this anymore. Not going to go down that route. This is another beautiful lesson, and I'm not here for this anymore. This is not what I'm making myself available for.
Yes.
So thus began this massive transformational journey. I wouldn't be doing the work I'm doing today if I didn't have those experiences. Those are my catalysts for everything. Now I train women all over the world to be spiritual coaches. Yes. And I help them get in their mission. I would have never thought that would be possible just from taking a look from within myself.
Yes, I know. I feel like my love life was also a big catalyst for me going deeper into my spiritual journey, especially embodiment of the divine feminine and really starting to understand what that energy represents. And who she is, you know, stepping into that energy as a woman. And a lot of it was greatly influenced through partnerships and through relationships from the past and from going, you know, through the twin flame soulmate kind of journey with them and really figuring out what all of this meant for me and my healing. Because I do agree, I think soulmates, we have many of them, and I think they come to really shake up our wounds and bring them to the surface so that we can heal. And I think each soulmate is like, they prep us for the one, you know, they're coming to really help us get closer to that person too, in a way. And so I think that's also what makes them a soulmate is because even if it, you know, ended, and even if they ran from you or abandoned you or whatever they might've done, they ultimately came to help you.
Yeah.
And that to me is a soulmate who, you know, is not just somebody, you know, from a past life maybe, or have a soul connection with, but there's someone who's actually coming to help you transform and grow.
Yes. And that's truly what soulmates are here to do, you know, to help us to expand into the version of us that we came here to be on this planet, because yes, we came here to wake up and to serve humanity, but we're also here learning ourselves, you know, it's like a dualistic, it's more than just, for a lot of us healers and teachers, we have multiple purposes in this lifetime, you know, many different purposes, but for ourselves, our own expansion and the expansion of what we came here to share and birth and teach and change the world with. So it's super cool. Almost like double mission. That's what I meant.
Yes. Yes. Double
missions that we came here to serve in. And so I'm certain that many of the people who are listening to this are either just really catalyzing this journey for themselves, but you just never know where it might lead you to. If you're listening to this and hearing this, likely there's something bigger you also came.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like anyone who gets on this kind of journey, they go down the twin flame and the soulmate thing. I absolutely feel like you are way more connected than you might realize to something larger than yourself. Ooh, that was my
dad.
She agreed.
Clearing energy too. Of course, that she sneezes sometimes happen. Aw.
She agreed. You are here for something larger, and you're absolutely way more connected. Or you, I think, you know, for me too, and probably for you too, we would have never found ourselves researching the twin flames and getting all wrapped up in this spiritual connection, this spiritual relationship, and this desire for something so deep if we weren't already super, super connected and came here for something bigger.
Because yeah, I agree.
That's a deep, like you said, a lot of people are okay to settle. A lot of people are okay with surface level relationships and aren't ready or willing or able to really go the depths of what I think and consider like a true divine counterpart is and counterpart relationship is. But what do you feel on, like, what would you say is a true divine counterpart?
That's a really big loaded question.
I know. what are some aspects that women listening to could look for? Some green flags, as they say.
Yes,
green flags.
Well, this all, I might backtrack it just a little bit. Because when we are really owning ourselves as women, when we're really loving ourselves and we're saying, and we understand, we see our value, we see our beauty, we see our magnificence, we see all the qualities that we've been trying to force upon someone else need to be valued a lot more. Mm-hmm. All the love that you have to give is like, we get discounts on ourselves when we try to just keep giving, giving, giving. That means we're not valuing it. And we're also trying to give it to someone who can't receive it, right? And so it makes you feel not enough. But the world, the universe is just reflecting back to you how you were feeling within yourself. And that was the biggest thing for me. I'm like, holy shit, that makes so much sense. Okay, so I'm attracting these men because I don't feel enough within myself. And so I had to start healing and rewiring myself and really working on becoming that version of me who says, no, it gets to show up differently for me. That there's nothing I need to look for outside of someone else. I don't need to look for my happiness in this man. I don't need to look for my comfort, my safety, my stability, my validation in this person. I don't need to look for love outside of myself. It comes from within. And when I do, I lean back and I allow men to come to me. Yeah. I allow them to show up for me. I allow them, because the true masculine wants to lead. The true masculine wants to do the hunting. The true masculine wants to step up and own himself and claim you. So your divine counterpart is going to claim you. Your divine counterpart is going to chase after you. Your divine counterpart is going to look at you and say, oh my gosh, she is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, because he's going to see your true essence. But they can't see your true essence when you're not being yourself, when you're watering yourself down, when you're chasing after the wrong relationships and not valuing yourself by doing that. No, 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 queens, that's not what we do. As a queen, as a diamond, as I like to say, you are a diamond and you don't need to chase after anyone. Your counterpart is going to find you. If he's a true awakened masculine, which is going to be your counterpart, if you are in your feminine, whether you're male or female, whatever energy you resonate the most with, it doesn't really matter about gender. Your masculine is going to chase you down when you're leaning back into your feminine.
Yes.
And knowing that it's safe to just be yourself, to own yourself. You are enough. Your body is perfect. People need to hear that right now.
Yes.
Your body is perfect as you are today. You are enough to be loved right now. It's not that you need to change. It's that you need to remember who you are and reclaim yourself and your power.
Yes.
And become more of your true self. And like, love liberates us on every level. Right. So when we bring these wounds back into love and we heal them and we let them go and we step past all of the pain, then we're able to finally experience something completely different. And you might have never experienced this kind of love before, and you probably won't, because this is will be your once in a lifetime love.
Yes, that's the insight I get a lot, is that I also believe that I have been shown and can feel ever since I was a little girl that I have one person as well. And that's something I get all the time, is that this is going to be nothing like you've ever experienced. And I almost, for a while, that was my red flag, when it was something like I've experienced before. It was like, oh, this can't be it then, because I know that the love, my divine counterpart, the love that I'm calling in of that highest timeline, is going to be nothing like what I've experienced before.
And you don't need to manipulate it. So even if you think you know who your person is, and you're like, yeah, I'm having a hard time letting go of trying to, I want it to be this person. Just know that when you let it go, what's true for you is going to show up, and it's going to stick around, and it's going to stay. Or if it is your person and they need to go off on their own and do their own thing for a little bit while you focus on yourself, they'll come back, because true union, true divine counterparts, true soulmates, like your ultimate true love soulmate, is going, it doesn't matter. You could be living all over the world, across the entire universe, and the two of you will be like magnets, because that's how powerful energy is. And it doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do to ruin it. There's nothing you can do to push it away. You know, and the true north, they're showing me the true north. So your North Star, like following your North Star, is going to lead you closest to this union, being in your purpose, being in your own passions, living your passions, becoming your best self, really learning how to love and enjoy yourself is the way toward that. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfectly loving yourself in every moment, but on the path to that is when you're, because it's the most authentic version of you, right? You just being yourself, owning your shit, loving yourself. That's why most people do say that. There isn't one path to meeting your partner. Again, you don't have to be perfect in every moment, but that's what's going to make you the most shiny, authentic version of you.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. I love how you mentioned, so I kind of want to dip into this a little, sure. You know, that if, you know, your partner maybe needs to go do some stuff on their own, and you, you know, get separated, or go your own ways for a little bit, and then, you know, possibly come back together. I think this is super important, because I think a lot of women, and I know me included, got tripped up in this. And so there were a lot of times where I thought that I was letting someone go and hanging on to this belief that they're just, if I just let them go and I just focus on myself, I love my past version so much, but yeah. She thought that if maybe she just focused on herself and let them go, that that would be a way to bring them back, you know?
Manipulation.
And so, yes. And so it was still a form of control. And so I think it's super important that if you're wanting to keep hang on to the hope that maybe this will still come back around at another time, if you truly believe that, you know, it's just not right right now, which is another question I had for you. Do you believe in the, it wasn't the wrong time, it was the wrong person, but we'll get to that in a minute. That you have to let go for yourself, and you have to almost, for me, it, like, you have to almost see it as, this isn't it, and now I need to move on. And then if it is it, it will come back in its own timing. But I think a lot of women get tripped up in that, because, and I, like I said, me included, you hang on to this belief that maybe it will come back. And I know in the twin flame thing, that's what they talk about a lot. Like, if you're in separation right now, if they're running from you, if they're abandoning you, if they're rejecting you, it's just a part of the process. They'll come back. And I think that's where a lot of women get stuck and staying in these cycles, because they feel that, well, at the end of the day, it's going to come back around. They're going to heal and they're going to come back. What is your insight on all of that?
My insight would be to let it all go. And again, allow your soul to bring you true love, whether it's that person or not. But true letting it go means letting go of the idea that it even could be. Like,
that's, yes.
Let go of who you think it is on all levels.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times it's not. Some of the times, everyone's journey is different, right?
Yes.
But hanging on to a little string of hope around it keeps you attached to that person, and you might close yourself off to true love, or keep yourself swimming in circles, waiting around for someone who just isn't necessarily the ultimate. And so it's really about being willing to fully release and just play in the expansive possibilities of what true love could be for you without a name, a face, a form, without a certain person in your head, a certain person in your mind.
Yeah.
Letting it be free. And I know that takes a lot of trust, but this is a part of what we came here to master too, is trusting our soul, trusting our heart, trusting the universe, trusting God source, whatever you believe in knowing that ultimately when you plug yourself into that, it's all going to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it will, it can't not, you know? And think of how much pain people live with when they're holding on to this string of hope that may or may not actually, right?
Yeah. Keeps you anxious, I think, all the time. I know it did for me.
Checking your phone, like crazy, like, oh, maybe they texted. Queen, get back on your throne.
Yeah. I know for me, I would go too much into the car. It's like pulling a card for it all the time, or seeking out those, you know, like twin flame readers on Instagram. And it was actually
looking for validation from them too.
Yes. And it kept me very looped into the, and then finally I was like, I unfollowed all of those like reader accounts, even though I read cards and I love them. I take a very different approach to it. It was not healthy for me to keep finding all these love tarot readers and, you know, the divine masculine check-in and all this stuff. Cause it just kept me tethered to these relationships that were ultimately not healthy for me and very based in codependent and trauma bonding. And so it's like, yeah, it's still like a form of trying to control.
Yeah. And every relationship, you're going to be growing inside of it. But for me, because as you're talking, it's like, talk a little bit more about that, what that connection could feel and look like. There is a certain level of recognition
mm-hmm.
that you both have when you meet. Again, everyone's story will be completely different. So it's not to get in our heads around how that has to come together, but there's a certain level of ease and love and support that you're able to offer each other for your life, for your mission, right?
Yeah.
Your unconditional love and treating each other respectfully. And when two people come together who are actually really respecting themselves, valuing themselves first, then the love gets to be an overflow for how you're already feeling within yourself.
Yes.
And it gets to blow you open to new levels of whatever you thought was possible before, and a partnership is going to blow it out of the water.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. And I think it's important too, for when you're stuck in kind of, I call them situationships, but they could also be relationships. But with my clients, we call them like situationships, because that's usually what they are. It's not an actual commitment yet. Or it's, you know, in and out, but to really look at what you're getting and then to even like write out what do you want from your, you know, this loving relationship that you're calling in, and ultimately you're trying to squeeze out of this other person. What is it that you're wanting? And realizing like when you're not getting that in the situationship or relationship that you're in, it's making that choice that this isn't actually what I want. Because I think, like, I don't know if you ever did that in the past where it was like, I want this person, I want this person, I want this person. But then when I like sat down and really like looked at the ways they were treating me, it wasn't what I wanted. I'm like,
right.
I wanted this idea of them. I wanted what maybe could be, or, you know, what I was seeing in movies, you know, like it was like when you actually sat down and really looked at what they were able to offer you and what it is that you really want, it's like, they don't actually line up. I'm not actually getting what I'm wanting.
And so many people try to control and try to make someone who they want them to be, or like wait around for it because they see potential in this. And the thing is, we can't wait around for people to change, and we can't change people. Mm-hmm. We cannot change someone. They have to change themselves. You know, they have to want it themselves. You know, I have a really good friend of mine in the past, and she shared with me recently that she would, and I see this happen with women where it's like, you don't want to have to tell your man to buy you flowers. You don't have to tell your man that he must propose to you by a certain date. That is so not sexy. And if you've ever found yourself doing that, like, give yourself so much compassion in the moment, because it's not about shaming you or anything. But it's remembering, like, give yourself a big hug if you've ever found yourself in that. Like, you get to be adored and savored by your masculine. that you get to be chased down. He gets to shower you with love, and you get to receive that as a reflection for how you're feeling within yourself, not from a place of control or change or manipulation or forcing them to do something for you.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Because in truth, like, it would be exhausting to try to change someone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, think how hard it is to, or how hard it is for, difficult for it is for people to change themselves. And then, you know, and then now we're trying to change someone else. And like I shared at the beginning of the podcast, sometimes it was easier for me to try to change them and mold them into who would be, who I wanted them to be. So I didn't have to heal what was being reflected back. It's like, if you could actually just be this perfect little version, then none of my triggers would, you know, fire up, nothing would happen, and I wouldn't have anything to heal.
Yeah. Exactly. But here's the thing too, is then you get come together and you get to grow together. So it's not about being fully perfect too when you come in the union, but if you have that certain level of recognition, like you were sharing now, and that person does as well, then you can grow together and not project pain on each other. And so here lies the question I'm being shown might come up for people who are listening to this is, well, are there any men who are doing this work where I live? And there are men waking up all over the planet, literally all over the place. There are men waking up to this work, and there's so many. It's one of the reasons why I did my men series on my podcast, is to show women like what is possible, that there are many men who are waking up and waking up and waking up. And as we focus on ourselves, it is so natural that you're going to start to be hanging around those kinds of people and start attracting those kinds of people. When you're doing that work within yourself, you are going to be a frequency match for those kinds of people, not just your girlfriends, right? But you're going to start to become a different version of you, and you're just going to start to attract more of those people in your world. And so absolutely, there are so many men out there doing this work, the healing work, stepping into their divine masculine. There's so many, and it's only just begun.
Yes.
You know, so yes, that is out there. I want each of every person, every beautiful soul who's listening to this right now, if you could just take a moment, even after the show, or as we're talking, to dream about what would be like your ideal love? What would be your ideal partnership? Like, what would, like, allow your heart to show you what's possible, and just ask heart, like, what's possible for love for me? And just feel and see what comes up, feel and see the truth of what comes up for you, and believe that that's not just true, that it's destined for you.
Yes. And I think it's important too. I know for me, I'll be 30 this year, and a lot of women, I think it, you know, as you start to get closer to your 30s and all your friends are getting married, they're getting engaged, they're having children, I think it can be super easy to fall into that trap or that hole of, well, am I not good enough? Why is it not happening for me? You know, am I going to be the last one of my friends group to be married or to have children? And all of those thoughts, it can be very, very emotionally taxing, you know, and can be the door opening for a lot of self-shame and self-criticism, where ultimately it's just a gateway to attack ourselves and bring ourselves down. So what would you advise women who are nearing their 30s, they're maybe already in their 30s, that are still single and feeling, you know, that pull that all their friends are finding love and they're not?
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that society tells us, again, going back to this, that we have to do. I was actually just talking to one of my mastermind girls about this in her session before this. But she's in a partnership, but we were just talking about how society tells us that everything has to look a certain way in our lives. And like, if you don't, that means that you failed or something like that. You know, someone once told me, like, oh, I just really want you to find someone because everyone wants the American dream. Someone told me that once, and I'm like, I just kind of smiled and I'm like, okay. And you know, I always see everything as a gift. So I'm like, if any part of me was triggered, I'm like, what part of me? But it didn't really land the way it would have before. And I think too, it's safe to remind ourselves that if you haven't met your person yet, then something massively amazing and incredible is in store for you. I always find that those people end up in the true unions. Like, doesn't mean like you can't meet them earlier in life, but I always find that those people end up in such a deep love, such a beautiful love, and it blows them away. Like I truly believe that. And also for me, because I'm 34, I just turned 34, and I don't really have any fears around not having kids or that right now. I'm definitely ready and welcoming in my counterpart whenever he is, we're both ready to align and all that. I'm excited to share all of that with all the visions I've had once it does happen. Oh, something just fell off of my wall.
I'm telling you, he's coming. He is coming.
Holy crap. I know anyone can't see this, but a whole thing just fell off my wall behind me.
Oh, yes.
So that's really hysterical right in that moment. Mm-hmm. But really, what I want to share with that is sometimes that there's a quote unquote delay because we're also being pulled into something else in our lives. And I know for me, I probably wouldn't be doing all the work that I'm doing today to the degree that I am if it would have came sooner. You know, I've had a lot of time for myself to go within and a lot of time to get so feeling so great about myself that I know when this partner comes in, it's just going to be overflow in all ways, you know?
Yes.
So everyone's journey is different. And sometimes we can look outside again to society because it tells us it has to look like this. And it just doesn't. I often find like we are the leaders, the ones who do things a little atypical than everyone else. And everyone's journey is so different. So it's can't judge those who are in the relationships. Doesn't mean that they're wrong because they got married young. Like, and if you're single, everyone's path is so unique. So just remembering to come back to yourself and get a community of women who are like-minded,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's so funny because it makes me think like, what if you find your community right now and you dive into this work because you are feeling this way, like whether you're guided into working with TN or wherever you're guided to go, to get support and you meet, like you have a spiritual transformation and you probably wouldn't have been seeking for that if you were in a happy marriage, right? You wouldn't be seeking and doing the soul growth if you were just comfortable. And so there's a purpose to everything and everyone's is unique. But I will say that if you're here, I guarantee you that there's a massive transformation you're being called into.
Yes. Yes. That's always been the case for me. Mm-hmm. All of the past relationships and situationships for me was really like an invitation into a massive spiritual transformation from the inside out.
And you meet your soul family too, mm-hmm. right? Like as you step on the journey. So it's just have grace for yourself and, I know patience isn't always something that is fun to talk about. And 22, oh my gosh, it's 11:22 here, which to me is 22. Actually, I had a vision of Jesus last year. Jesus brings together a lot of divine counterparts and I'm not religious, but I do work with Jesus a lot as a master. And he showed me a vision and gave me the numbers 22 and 222. And so that's a wink and a confirmation of the unions coming together. And then the 2 11s to me is just like two pillars of light.
Love that. And I love how you shared that, like Jesus gave you 222. About 3 years ago, I was doing a spirit guide meditation and I had a spirit guide come through. And so yellow roses are actually my sign for divine unions.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
And so when you shared that, I was like, oh, wow, I have one too. Like yes, yellow roses are mine. So I love that 222 is yours.
I love that. That's so perfect. It also reminds me too of like Jesus' energy a lot of times is golden, like golden and like the roses are yellowy golden. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kudos.
I know. And I think it's important to mention that too, for anyone who's listening is like, ooh, I want a sign for love. Mine came to me and I think yours did too. So it's not something that you go out and seek, but if you are meditating, calling in your divine counterpart, talking with the angels, God, whoever you connect with most, you could absolutely ask to be open to receive a sign and just let it come to you.
Yeah. Let the signs come to you. And you can ask too. You can say like, show me a pink heart. Or something. You can ask, but I think keep it open because you'll be shown other really cool things and different visions and different possibilities and stuff like that too through meditation. So you can have your own personal experience with it too.
Yeah. I know for me, I got yellow roses a lot, like a year ago or 2 years ago, right before another soulmate relationship. And so prior to that, I was all like, oh, like thinking it might've been the one, but it ended up being a soulmate, but it was of such a higher calibrate of energy, this relationship. It wasn't necessarily toxic. It just wasn't in alignment. And so that's like a whole nother piece on all of this. But it was cool to see that I got a bunch of yellow roses right before that. And then it led into that, and I had to very loosely hold on to like, oh, this is my person because I got yellow roses right before he came into my life. Like they were just showing up everywhere. Like I'd walk into the grocery store and there'd just be like a whole thing of yellow roses. I'd like walk out in the street and there'd just be like one single yellow rose, like on the sidewalk. And so they were coming in. But I thought it was, you know, it was really cool. Cause I think it was still a way of letting me know that I was getting closer to that. Cause that absolutely like helped me realize that there are higher level energy men out there. Even though we weren't necessarily aligned together, we had just kind of different views of life and things. But it was probably the highest caliber of relationship I've ever been in. And I thought it was beautiful that the yellow roses came before that. So even if a sign comes, it might not necessarily mean, I think that's where I want to swing this back around, is that it's that person. If you're listening and you're deciding today, you're going to call in a sign, just let it keep leading you, you know, like let it guide you.
I love it. So I'm being shown an exercise that they can do and I'm about to sneeze.
Ooh.
Ooh, clearing energy. Ooh.
Anytime I sneeze or burp, I always say confirmation. So whatever exercise she's about to announce, it's confirmation that needs to be done.
Yes. So one thing that you all can do if you're calling in your partner, calling in your divine union, your intention obviously is enough. There's no perfect words you have to say, but I'm being shown you could close your eyes and place your hand on your heart and take deep breaths in. And just visualize their hand on top of your hand and visualize your hearts merging and taking a deep breath in and just take a deep breath in, feel the presence of the hand. You can even place your hand on top of your others just to like feel what it could feel like to have his hand there and his or her, and take deep breaths in and just feel almost like your hearts are breathing together. Like you're taking breaths in together and your hearts are merging.
I love that your hearts are breathing together.
Yeah. Like you're taking breaths in. It's almost like you are one, like you're one, mm-hmm. like their heart is merged with yours. Their breath is merged with yours and just taking deep breaths in.
Yeah. Do you feel, you know, they say we can talk to our counterparts, telepathically. We can always connect to our heart and talk to them. Do you believe in that? Or do you find yourself ever talking to your divine counterpart, wherever he is, spiritually, energetically, you know?
Yes. And I think it takes getting really out of your way to just be able to really, 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 really let go and allow them to communicate back with you. But I do absolutely believe that we can telepathically communicate with so many people. I feel like we're doing it all the time too. Mm-hmm.
Same. You know? Yeah.
Even if they're not in the room with you. Yeah. And yeah, crazy things may happen when you start to just open up and do that exercise and without expectation, right? Where it's like, oh, I'm trying to pull them in or something. Mm. Yes, you are calling them in. Yes, you're connecting to them. Yes, that can actually collapse timelines when you're connecting with your counterpart. And if you let go of trying to manipulate it, it could happen quicker, right? So like, I'm sharing this because we don't want to try to like pull it in. But at the same time, when you let go and have no expectations, it can just be one now. Does that make sense? You're just looking to pull in. It just, ooh, energy's moving down on my throat. There's nothing you have to pull in. It just is now.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it can come quicker in a form. But there's also a path, right? There's also growth. There's also being ready. There's also all of that. And so at the end of the day, it's letting all of our own preconceived notions go and trusting the soul.
Yes. Yeah. I do believe, you know, that we are always kind of mirroring our counterpart, even when we've not met them yet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I have a relationship. She was like a relationship kind of spiritual coach a few years ago. She always said, you know, as long as you're doing the work and you're, you know, committing to your highest self, your counterpart, wherever they are in the world, is doing that too.
Yes.
So if you want it to happen faster, then focus on yourself and your healing. Yes. Because they're mirroring your energy. It doesn't matter where you are. If you've never met, you guys are kind of going to be going parallel in your paths. So yeah. If you want it to happen faster, you know, not that we can control it, but, you know, if we want to collapse timelines, maybe, or quantum leap it, it starts by just focusing entirely on yourself and your healing.
100%, because they are mirroring. We mirror each other on so many levels. It'll be so interesting once I get to come together with mine and I'm like, ooh, that was intense on that day. Was I feeling all of my stuff was part of it? Cause I know how connected we are with each other too. It'd be interesting to hear all of that. But I believe, and I know with all of me, cause I get guidance on that too, that we do mirror each other. And so as you're, again, you're committed to your highest union, they are going to, in their own unique way, however this is for them, get on their highest path too.
Yeah.
Maybe for them, it's following their passions in life. And maybe for you, it's the meditation and all that.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have to be sitting down to connect with you energetically, to connect with you. Everyone has their own unique way too. So that's an important thing to share. So I'm glad you brought that in.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think it's, a lot of relationships are mirroring, but I think on this path, it's really good to know that and have that in the back of your mind, especially when you've not met them yet, because you might not realize the impact that you're having in just your own journey, in relation to your divine counterpart that you're calling in, how important your journey is, and in the reflection that you're giving off, as you're doing your work.
This bird just perched on like my railing, and I don't ever really see birds going up there. So I felt like this little wink.
Yes. Lots of little winks. I love the thing that fell down behind you.
I'm glad it didn't fall on me. It's a whole like wall, like wool tapestry thing. So I'm glad it didn't fall on top of me.
I feel like we're speaking of telepathy. That's probably your divine counterpart being like, I'm coming.
Yeah. Like give her a sign, and it didn't knock my flowers down or anything.
No, it just went straight down. Nice.
Yeah. It was like, shh, very gracefully.
Yeah. Like the veil has lifted. The veil has dropped. Oh.
Well, yeah. Definitely been feeling it. There's been lots of energy clearing and movement lately. That's also part of our path, you know? And so we just getting prepared for so many things right now. So I'm
Yes. I feel that. I feel that as well. And I feel like collectively more people, spiritual unions, like the divine counterpart unions that we've been discussing, I feel like more and more are coming into physical union. And a lot of people right now are being spiritually, I want to say prepped, but we're becoming aligned to our highest expression so that we can come into that counterpart. And so I feel like there's a lot of that going on. So it's not quite yet the physical union. It's all of the inner alignment that's happening so that it can be brought together. And I know that's always what's going on, but I feel like at a rapid, deep, more expansive way, it's happening now.
I think so too. I think because it's a must, I feel like, you know, it's a must because when we come together, we change the world. Imagine all the hearts experiencing that much love. Imagine all the love that's getting pumped out into the universe, like all that vibration of love, and just the two of you being out and about, just imagine how much love that, and we need that right now, right? So it is absolutely all happening, and you might even just be on an expedited journey.
And I know for me, when I see it in other people, it lights me up. And it's, you know, it's so refreshing because we do live in a society, in a world where divorce is very heavy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If you are someone listening who has experienced it, like Amanda shared, we all have our different journeys of what we came here to learn and experience. But because divorce rates are so heavy, because there is a lot of, you know, I almost want to say like toxic, dysfunctional relationships have kind of been normalized. And so it can, how do I want to say it? It can feel, how do you want me to word this? Let me ask my guides. That when you see other people, it's almost like, wow, this is possible. When you see that true partnership, you know, whether it's even on Instagram, I follow some people on Instagram where you can just tell through their posts. I've never met either of them, but they, you know, they do the spiritual work together. And a lot of times they do it professionally. You know, maybe they have a podcast together and they even, you know, talk about it, whatever it may be. Even when you've never met them, you can feel the energy energetically, whether it's through social media or in person. And I think that also too, it helps inspire people that that's out there and we don't have to settle for the dysfunction. We don't have to settle for the toxicity. Like we don't have to settle. We like, if it's possible for them, then it could be also possible for me. And so I feel like that's also a huge reason why we need more of them in those to not settle, to show people what's possible.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we came here to do. And that's what we're doing.
Yes.
So it's beautiful.
Yes.
And I just encourage everyone listening to not settle and to, even if it takes like what, even if it, I'm not saying it has to take a long time, but even if it took a little extra, it would be so worth it because this is your happiness. This is your freedom. This is your love. This is your life.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You're worthy of the best.
Yes, I agree. Yes. Okay. So one last little tip of advice that you would like to give any of the ladies here, or if there's men that are joining, but really specifically, if there's any ladies here listening who really need what we've just been saying, what would be your advice to them as they move forward now after listening to this podcast? I know that's a broad question, but I know that your guys will send what needs to come out.
Well, I would ask your heart what's in its highest alignment. Does it feel good? Are you being honored? Are you being loved? Are you being respected? Like, tune in right now. If you're dating someone, you're texting someone, you're with someone, is this in my highest alignment? And check in with your heart. Like, make your heart your guide. Make your heart the leader of your life. And sometimes this gets misconstrued too, which could probably be its own podcast episode, but like your heart wants what's best for you. Your heart wants you to be respected. Your heart wants you to be loved. It's our pain, our mind, our wounds that say, oh, my heart wanted him. And it was a beautiful lesson, right? But like your true self wants the highest and the ultimate best for you. And so just getting really, really connected to your heart and listening and feeling and tuning in and say, does this honor me? When you're on a date, am I having a good time? Like, am I, you know, cause so often we're looking outside of ourselves for all the validation. What are you being called to do? And what feels good to you? And lean back, queen.
Yes.
And you can show up while you're leaning back energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And allow your radiance to shine out. And the rest will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
No more chasing.
I love how you said, am I having fun? And I just want to add one little bit onto that. That is so powerful, especially if you're like, I love how you also said if you're texting someone, because that's so common too. So yes, if you're texting someone or just dating someone or getting to know someone, the whole asking yourself, am I having fun? Is this what I want? Do I even like him or her, but you know, is so powerful. And we skip right past that. You know, a lot of times it's too easy to focus on, are they going to choose me? Or, you know, do they love me? Do they accept me? Am I going to be the one for them? And I think that's so important, like you said, to just step back and ask yourself, and I love, am I having fun? Because who wants to be in anything if we're not true, you know, having fun, like a partnership and the dating, that should be so fun. It should be so fun. So I love that you said fun, because I think, you know, when we're in something that's not healthy and not of our highest, you know, you're not having fun. It's not fun. It's stressful. It's anxiety ridden. It's fearful. It's sad. It's debilitating in many ways.
Yeah. And if it's more painful than it is empowering,
you
know,
you
gotta rethink that.
Yes.
It's more work, hard work that you don't want to show up for, work that feels just very tumultuous. You got to go. You got to take action.
Yes.
Follow your heart, of course, you know?
Yes. Ooh, I love that.
And really come back to that space. Yeah. I just audibly heard hearts ablaze.
Ooh.
Two hearts will be, I just feel so much fire in the heart the past few days for people. Waking up these unions within ourselves, you know?
Yes.
Union with ourselves first.
Yes. I think that's the most important, is that we must come into union with ourselves first. Yes. Ah, well, thank you so much. I cannot wait to launch this episode. I know that it is very needed and we're right around Valentine's Day. And so it can be, it might be, you know, difficult for some of you out there. You might be, you know, feeling a little sad or emotional, and that's okay. But I felt like this was a very important topic that I wanted to share. And I really wanted to bring Amanda on here because she has such an expansive view, so much knowledge and wisdom. And it was so nice to find someone who thought very parallel in all of this, you know, twin flames, soulmates, divine counterparts. It's really not talked about a lot. And I know you were sharing on your Instagram that you are being called to talk about this more and more. So, where can they find you if they want to go see those amazing videos on her Instagram?
Yes, you can find me at the Amanda Merritt. The Amanda Merritt. Amanda Merritt was taken. So the Amanda Merritt is where you can find me on Instagram. I'm there every day, usually showing up and sharing some goodies. And then Illuminated Woman is my podcast. And if you feel called to listen to some of the men conversations too, to get a good idea of like what's really out there and men that are doing the work, or maybe you're in a partnership and maybe we're not going to force this on our men, but maybe they are seeking for some support. And so maybe there could be a bunch of resources there for them as well. And of course, I'm here to support in any way that I can. And thank you, Tian, for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. This is my first one that I've had someone on. And I love that.
We're in a bar. Hi.
I know.
This is a great conversation between the two of us. So
yeah,
it's going to help so many people.
I do too. I felt so called as soon as we hit it off on our call last week, and we were just like going with them like this. Yes. And we have to talk more about this. And I was just like, I'm going to invite her on my podcast. And so you came, and then I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've not had anyone on. And then the first person I have on is you. And I love that. We're like, yes, like you said, we're setting the bar high. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So much. Yes. Well, thank you again. And I appreciate you. All your light that you bring in the world.
Thank you. And thank you for all your light. And so for anyone listening, go follow her, go find her. She has so many amazing nuggets and wisdom and a lot of love and a lot of light to give. So you won't regret it. And thank you for joining both of us on this topic. As always, take what resonates, leave the rest. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your evening, morning, night, wherever you may be. Thanks for joining me on your soul expanding journey. I love being able to serve you all, so I appreciate you being here with me and listening with me. If you know a sister who could use this, send it her way and let's spread the love. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to let me know. You can tag me on Instagram at TianLeeHealing. And remember, girl, yes, you can.